What is it that we're living for?
Welcome to American Acapella, where you'll hear the best in barbershop harmony. For those of you who may be new to our show, acapella is vocal music without instrumental accompaniment, and barbershop harmony is a style of acapella. Although we play barbershop music most of the time, we may stray every now and then to bring you some other great styles of music. We'll also have special guests join us from time to time so you can hear how barbershop harmony has impacted their lives. American Acapella is brought to you by the Judson Group. I'm Joe Connolly, and now here are your mighty awesome hosts, Mike Mano and Jamie Jones.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
And I'm Jamie Jones.
Welcome to another episode of American Acapella. Jamie, I'm very happy to report that my faith is restored. My credibility is okay, because on last month's program, I predicted that one of three quartets would be the winner of the Legacy Barbershop Quartet Contest that was held, and I was right.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me the pandemic was over.
No. Actually, this is I picked three quartets that I thought out of the hundreds that it could have been, or actually the hundreds are whittled down to the top 20, and of the 20, I picked 139th Street, Metropolis, or Sundowners, and I'm happy to report that I did have the winner as 139th Street Quartet from Whittier, California, came in first.
So what do you owe me?
No, you owe me. I picked the winner.
Oh.
That's the way it works. So today we're going to feature 139th Street Quartet, and the version that we are featuring is with Larry Wright on lead. We'll tell you more about the other guys as we go along. And Jamie, who have you picked out for this month's?
Well, I thought we'd revisit Pentatonix. We haven't talked about them in a while, and as everybody's been quarantining and canceling concerts and holding off on stuff, I thought we'd visit some of the stuff they've done via Zoom and YouTube and check out some of their new stuff.
All right. Well, let's start with 139th Street. This is a pretty simple song. It's called A Cup of Coffee. And something else, and me, I guess. I can't remember the title.
It's not Java Jive?
Yeah, I don't know. Here we go.
Let me tell you, I'm a simple guy, and all I want is this. Is this a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you? Cozy corner, a table for two. A chance to whisper and cuddle and coo. With lots of hugging and kissing in view. One of you, I don't need music, lobster, or wine. Whenever your eyes look into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. And in the movie plays of nowadays, romance always must begin in June. 10 magazines have all their scenes of lovers in a garden neath the moon. I don't miss that kind of bliss. All I want is this. This.
A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. Corner, a table for two, the things are long for, simple and few, a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you, all I want is you to say you're mine.
Thank you. Well, there you have 139th Street Quartet. And as I mentioned, that's the version that was crowned champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society's virtual contest of quartets that never won the Barbershop Harmony Society, but were the most popular. And 139th Street certainly fell into that category. You could hear that that was a live recording from an international quartet contest in 1985. So that's an old recording.
And Mike,
were you in 85, Jamie?
Well, I just went to get a cup of coffee during that song because I think we're going to be out of cream. So I just want to let you know that.
Oh, great, great. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you is the actual title of the song. And the audience always loved just about everything they did. And as I mentioned, Larry Wright was singing lead, Doug Anderson on tenor, Pete Neuschel on baritone, and the amazingly talented and good-looking Jim Kline on bass.
Now, I don't know much about 139th. Were they like Boston Common big?
Were they what? I'm sorry, Boston Common what?
Big. Were like they as big as Boston Common?
They were probably the most popular of the international quartet competitors for many years. Perhaps, obviously, since they didn't win, not necessarily the best singing, but certainly the most popular.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Let's. You said you had Pentatonics coming up, so
yes,
what do you
I
have
do.
From them?
Well, we're going to do a song called Mad World, which I think might have underlying meaning with everything that's going on right now. But just like everybody else, they've been trying to get together as much as possible safely, but for the most part, staying apart and doing a lot of these, like a lot of choral groups and a cappella groups are doing, just doing them online. But they had a big world tour coming up, and of course that's had to be canceled. That was supposed to be shows in the UK and Europe, but that's now been bumped to next May and June. So hopefully all these arts groups will be able to get back on track very soon. But let's take a listen to this song by Pentatonics called Mad World.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up the glasses, no expression. No expression. Had my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And to feel the way that every child should. Sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew me. Hello teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you,
I find it hard to take.
When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Mad world.
And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very
familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere.
Pentatonix, we'll have more information about them a little bit later. Let's get in another 139th Street song from that same contest back in 1985. This is "I Don't Want to Tell You What to Do, But If I Were You, I'd Fall in Love with Me."
Everyone has his opinion. Now that fact has always been known. For instance, you have your ideas and I've my own. When it comes to love, no doubt, we can help each other. I don't want to tell you what to do and what not to do, but if I were you, I'd fall in love with me. I'm inclined to think that you know best, but let me suggest that if I were you, I'd fall in love with me. Oh, gee, you're the one that I love. My heart beats and roars. Oh, gee, you've got all of my love. Why not give me all yours now? I don't want to tell you what to do and what not to do, but if I were you, I'd fall in love with me.
With me, oh gee.
Oh gee, when I look in your eyes, there's no light somehow. Oh gee, won't you ever get wise? Take advantage
now,
honey. Daddy isn't quite a millionaire, but he's getting there. So if I were you, I'd fall in love with me. I'd fall in love,
doody-doody with me.
Take advantage now, right now.
Okay, Jamie, let's get a Pentatonix song in before we take our first break.
This is a song called "Happy Now" that was originally done by Zedd and Ellie Douay in 2018. So let's take a listen to "Happy Now" by Pentatonix.
We'll do that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Is it illegal to mow without you? Am I allowed to when I'm without you? Is it illegal to dance like I'm about to? Am I allowed to when I'm without you? I wanna be happy now. I wanna be happy now. Is it okay if I laugh into my chest? I wanna remember how to surrender. Is it okay if I drop some of the pressure? Have an adventure, give me the keys. I think I wanna be happy now. I think I wanna be happy now. Is it illegal to move on without you? Am I allowed to when I'm without you? Is it illegal to dance like I'm about to? Am I allowed to?
to move on without you? Am I allowed to when I'm without you? Is it illegal to dance like I'm about to? Am I allowed to when I'm without you? I wanna be happy now. I wanna be happy
American Acapella is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we are listening to Pentatonix this month, along with 139th Street Quartet, barbershop quartet that last month won the Legacy Quartet Contest. A little bit confusing, Jamie, because people would think, well, must be the best quartet if they won the Legacy thing ever.
Right.
But it's actually was a contest of quartets that never won the international competition. You mentioned the Boston Common a while ago. For example, they won in 1980. So they weren't in this contest. Or other quartets like the Suntones or the Buffalo Bills or Crossroads. All of those have won it. So none of them were in this Legacy contest.
Did you say who the other top two were?
The others were Riptide and Metropolis.
Oh.
And so some very, very favorite quartets, along with a lot of quartets that, you know, it was a little bit difficult to judge. Everybody had to judge based on what they saw. And some of the quartets, like the Sundowners, one of the ones I had picked out, the other one I picked out, the recordings were old and not the greatest, and so it didn't perhaps show them in the light that I remembered them in when I saw them live. So,
right.
Tough contest. But 139th Street was declared the winner, and what I thought I would do is play one of their sets from 1988, and this is two songs in the National Quartet Contest. The quartets sang two songs in a set, and this is a set that they did about Dad. And it was pretty touching. The first one is a ballad called "You've Been More Than a Dad to Me," and the other one is about it's kind of a little tongue in cheek. So here we go with 139th Street Quartet from 1988.
I just can remember my mother, angels one day. Took her away. You took her place with a smile on your face. That's why I'm happy to say, Daddy, dear more than a daddy to me, to me. Oh, you might have gone with the boys every night. You gave them love.
just to bring me upright. My daddy, dear old daddy, way up above she can see.
He struggled all night putting together something that resembled a fight.
The time he lost me at the county fair,
or when he dropped me at the movies and forgot I was there. Still the best times I ever had I owe him to my good old dad.
Gee, it sure was fun, the times I had with my old pa.
My dear old pa,
I thought those good old days would never stop. Remember the vacation, we didn't go far.
I should have laughed
the time he hammered his thumb.
Wasn't quite so funny when he paddled my bum.
Still the best
times I ever had I owe to my good old dad.
Now,
even though those times have long since gone, life would really be complete if my own son would say, the best times I ever had. I owe to my good old,
he taught me what I should know,
talking about my good old.
There you have it, and we'll pick up one more 139th Street song in the last set. Jamie, let's go to a Pentatonix piece.
Yes, just before we get to that piece, Pentatonix has the Best of Pentatonix Christmas coming out. It's going to be out next month in October, and it's going to have all their best Christmas songs along with some of their collaborations, along with four new songs. So, You can pre-save that on Spotify and Apple Music if you want to. But here's a great song that they did, very nice tune called Dreams.
Oh, my life is changing every day in every possible way. Ooh. Oh, my dreams, it's never quite as it seems, never quite as it seems. I know I felt like this before, but now I'm feeling it even more, because it came from you. Oh, 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 oh. Then I open up and see the person falling here is me.
A different way to be,
to be, to be.
Jamie, we have time for one more Pentatonix tune in this set. What'll it be?
Let's do a recent one that they covered, which was originally done by Dua Lipa this year, called Break My Heart.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling?
Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. If you were my reflection, I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I wouldn't own it, baby.
I wanna stay at home, cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew it was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home, cause now they're in a line to go.
Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
Oh no, cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew it was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home, cause now they're in a line to go.
Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
I wonder where you go if I stay on your mind. You can play that game, but you win me every time.
Everyone before you was a waste of time.
all the things you could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home, 'cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew it was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home, 'cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
American a cappella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we're playing music by Pentatonix as well as the 139th Street Quartet, second place medalists at one point in time and many time medalists of the Barbershop Harmony Society. And although we've been playing music that was sung by Larry Wright singing lead, they had several other leads. As a matter of fact, there was a total of five of them, believe it or not. The original was Jim Meehan, and then there was Dan Jordan. There was John Sherburn, and there was Larry Wright. Am I forgetting somebody, or was there only, maybe there was only four. Maybe that's the problem. I'm not forgetting anyone. It was just four of them. So
weren't they the original founders of the College Quartet Contest?
That's correct. That's correct. You are right, O wise one. They were very instrumental in getting the College Quartet Contest off the ground, which became very successful. A lot of groups that have won the college contest have gone on to win the international and be great quartets. So a lot of credit goes to them for that. And they're also members of the Barbershop Harmony Hall of Fame, all the members of 139th Street Quartet. Here's one more tune that we're going to do by them. A little catchy tune written about everything that happened in the year 1927.
Remember movies, sports, political figures, and criminals made the front page. Back in 1927, when life was simply heaven, and everyone thought they'd be a millionaire. They sold their stocks at outrageous prices and bought up the swampland with nary a care. 1927 and 20, the time when bucks were plenty, and lots of flashy heroes were the rage. Movies, sports, political figures, and criminals made the front page. Oh, what a time for Capone, a lot of silly booze alone. Don't forget Dempsey and Man O' War, Clara Bow and much, much more. 1927, they thought they were in heaven with Devers, party crashers, wine and song. Fast cars, gin mills, gee, it was swell, and life simply couldn't go wrong. Lots of fun when Coolidge said that he would not run. Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, talkies made their big debut.
With the jazz singer!
Ruth, it's 60!
The Voice, the Academy Award!
And the last Model T.
Party, precious wine and song. Fast cars, gin mills, she it was swell. And life simply couldn't go wrong. Hear the people laughing, everything was fine. But wait till 1929, buddy. Can you spare?
Well, Jamie, that does my tribute to the 139th Street Quartet. Great group of guys and well-deserving all the accolades that they have been receiving.
Great sound.
And one sad note, the tenor Doug Anderson unfortunately passed away right in the middle of the process of the contest that we held, the Legacy Contest. He was hanging on, got to see the performance online during the Legacy Contest, and then passed away shortly after. So our hearts go out to his family, great tenor, great barbershopper, and a great man.
Absolutely.
Let's go now to a couple more Pentatonix tunes. What do you have for us?
Well, I just want to remind everybody, I always feel bad when I don't mention the website, but if you want to find out more about Pentatonix, you can go to ptxofficial.com, and there you can find out what the group is up to. They also give you links to some of the videos they have on YouTube, which if you're sitting around with nothing to do, I suggest you pull up their videos and watch them. They do a really fantastic job, and of course, they sound great too. But here's the next song I'm going to play is called When the Party's Over.
Don't you know I'm no good for you? I've learned to lose, you can't afford to. Tore my shirt to stop you bleeding, but nothing ever stops you leaving. Quiet when I'm coming home and I'm on my own.
Let me let you go.
Jamie, you mentioned Pentatonix website. If people would like to get a hold of us, how can they do that?
They can visit us at americanacapella.com. And then also, if they want to send us emails, it's wcri@classical959.com. They can, I still had my mask on, so it was muffled, but they can still, they can get to us through there and let us know if they, what they like about the show, what they don't like about the show, and what they might want to hear. And they can also follow us on @AMACShow on Twitter.
Excellent. All right, we have time to squeak in actually two more pieces from Pentatonix, and then we'll sign off, so we'll play those one right after the other. What do you have, Jamie?
We have one song that was recorded by the artist The Weeknd that they did a cover of called Blinding Lights. And then the last one is a really good song. It's a compilation of songs that have the title Home in it, and the title of that is Home.
Excellent. Stay well, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
We'll see you next time on American Acapella.
Very, very, very fine house.
I am worried about nothing. I am worried.
but I know you gotta. We can work from home. Oh, oh.
Work from home.
We can work from home. Oh,
oh. If you're gonna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. If you're gonna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. Our home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Won't you take me there? Won't you take me home?